ever find money in a super random place? If you got a story like that, we'd love to hear it at 237 hits, text 35270. A reason why Y94 Playhouse the Morning. By the way, hi, I'm Zero, Amy out today. There's a woman who's trending today, and she's doing like a home reno. And you see a story just like this every once in a while, but she's taken out a bathroom, and she found all these little metal cases in there. And in total, she found like $30,000 in cash. And it's hers. I mean, nobody really knows why it's in there. Just one of the previous owners, sometime down the way, hit a bunch of old money in there. And she can tell that by the age of the money, it's probably not the most recent person to have lived there, which is super awesome. I think I'd always be a little bit afraid somebody would come looking for it before I got too excited and let myself get in the news saying I found $30,000. I'd also be tempted to rip open every other wall in the house. But if you ever found some random money, now let's be honest, it's probably not $30,000, but it was cash you were excited to find. If that's you, 237 hits, text 35270. Good morning, Playhouse in the Morning, Y94, talking about when you found super random money at 237 hits, text 35270. You ever find money in a place where, like, this is super random? All based off a woman that found quite a bit of money doing a home reno. Now, you probably didn't find thousands, but maybe you found some money. Couple of the texts we got at 35270. Somebody said they found money in a supposedly new pair of jeans pocket. You buy jeans, you assume they're new, got the stickers on there, price tag, everything. Then you reach in and you find cash. Like, okay, I don't know how new these are. And like, you tried on the pants, put money in the pocket. Okay. You ever find some money?
On my way to school when I was about 9 years old, I walked through the playground and I came upon a brown bag, and I picked it up, looked in it, and there was lots of money. Come to find out, there was about $3,000, and I gave it to the principal. The principal called the police, and the police came. They spoke with me, said that they were going to take it, and if no one claims it, then they would call me. Well, I never got a phone call, but...
Well, let's be honest. You totally found, like, drug drop money, but I'm guessing you still wonder, like, who got that? Whose money was that?
I do. Till this day, I do. But, you know, hopefully they just gave it to the person it belonged to and everybody was happy.
Talking about when you found some super random money. Y94 Playhouse, hello.
It was like several weeks. Every Saturday or Sunday morning when I walked my dog, I swore it was raining dollar bills. In our apartment complex, it was wet and there would be dollar bills laying on the ground. And every week I ended up with like 10 or 15 bucks. And I did that for like a month. And then the neighbor kid caught on and he started getting up.
I like have a guess on a couple of professions that maybe somebody has where they were dropping that money. A server or maybe something a little bit more exotic. So commercial free music kicks off in a couple of minutes. Celebrity Sizzler yet this hour. But we are getting so many of these that I love some more. If you ever found some random money at 237, it's text 35270. A few more of those stories on the way in the Playhouse. We are officially commercial-free, 194, the number 1-8 music station. This is the Playhouse of the Morning, talking about when you found super random money. When did you find some cash?
My husband and I, before we were married, went to South Padre Island for a little vacation. And we were standing on the beach, and it was nighttime. And so it was pretty dark, and we had our car there with us. And we were just standing out listening to the waves, and all of a sudden I heard something blow by. And I told my husband, I said, that sounds like money. He goes, it's pitch dark. How can you tell? And so we turned the lights on in the car, and we could see the money blowing down the beach. And so he's always kind of got a kick out of that because we ended up finding about, I don't know, maybe like $25. But it was just so funny because he said, I don't know how anybody can hear money blowing down a beach.
And you're like, honey, I can sniff out money like a bloodhound. You're welcome. In the morning, Y94, the number 1 hit music station. But talk about when you found money and like the weird place you found it. Some of the text, somebody says, I found a $10 bill once just laying in my backyard. I have no idea where it came from. That'd be kind of nice. Somebody else says, I have very thick, curly hair and I was taking a shower the other day and a quarter fell out. I can't decide if somebody was messing with me and stuck it there or where in the world that came from. Where's the weird place you found money?
I once found a $20 bill in the ball pit at Chuck E. Cheese. My sister and I, we probably spent another 20 minutes in the ball pit that we would not have spent because we found that $20 bill. I mean, that's another hour in the arcade. That was amazing.
That weird place you found money. 237, it's text 35270. Somebody texted that they bought a backpack once from a thrift store and found $40 in one of the pockets. That would be pretty nice. I found money laying in the middle of Target, and I told them that I found money, and they said, ah, you know what, why don't you just keep it? That's really good customer service. Not so much for the person that lost the money, though. Where'd you find money?
I actually just did an upgrade on my phone, and on the backside of my phone, between my case and my phone, I found $40. I guess I put it there for a rainy day in case I ever needed it, and I never needed it, and then I didn't realize it was there.
I guarantee you made at least half a dozen people just, like, peel open their case to make sure they don't have money in there. It's Celebrity Sizzler in a couple of minutes. We are currently commercial-free on the Y94 Playhouse in the morning. Been talking about the weird, kind of wild place that you found money. Have you ever been in that boat before?
It was sent to me in an inner office envelope about 3 or 4 years ago, a couple weeks before Christmas. I got this inner office envelope with a label and my name on it, and inside was a plain white envelope with my name typed on it, and there was a single sheet of paper that said, thank you for being a friend, and it had a $100 bill in it.
That is super random, but also, like, super cool. Like, that's so neat that happened.
It was amazing, and to this day, I still don't know, and I returned the favor to someone this past Christmas.
Well, if you could just tell me where you work and get me a job application so I can befriend everybody that works there.